If you're like the millions of frustrated Americans looking for an alternative to the other senior benefits group and want to support an organization that takes responsible action, then now is the time to join AMAC.
AMAC, or the Association of Mature American Citizens, is the fastest growing conservative senior organization in America. AMAC believes in the values that have made America great: faith, family, and freedom.
AMAC offers an alternative to just about every benefit that AARP offers, but without the liberal agenda.
AMAC stands up for the Constitution, and they fight with a full-time presence in Washington, D.C., calling on members of Congress and the administration to discuss issues and support or oppose legislative actions on behalf of the membership. Issues like health care reform, Social Security, reducing prescription drug costs, and more.
We stand with AMAC, and we hope you will, too. Stand with us today and join at amac.us/chicks. That's amac.us/chicks. The benefits of membership are great, but the cause is even greater. Join today at amac.us/chicks. These people that are resigning and making these, like, sweeping statements, like even Betsy DeVos. I'm like, what the hell are you doing? Betsy DeVos and what McConnell's wife and all these people resigning yesterday saying they have to because they're conscience requires it because Trump is such a jerk or he's so awful or he caused all of this. They can all go F themselves. It's everything is stupid right now. Literally everything. And yesterday didn't get any less stupid because Kamala and Joe came out with their statements about how this is basically all racist. Like, everything that happened at the Capitol was racist.
Oh, of course it's racist, right?
Can you even? Two different systems of justice for black people and white people. And that was the evidence, was what we saw at the Capitol. I mean, it's just utter nonsense.
Nonsense. I'm confused about that because cops shot a white woman, right?
Right. And they didn't even mention it. There's no funds set up for her family.
Not only that, but cops shot a veteran. So, like, is there outrage on the streets about that?
Mm-mm.
Like,
No.
Confused. I'm like, really confused. So, she's a minority because she had woman parts. Are there people marching? Are there women, like, freak? Where are the women? Where are the pink hats? Where are they? Are they marching for her? Because I'm curious. Like, I don't understand. She's a woman. She was a woman. Is she going to get some sort of protest?
Well, and a Capitol policeman just died as well. And I don't exactly know from what, because they're saying, you know, I've heard
today?
It could have been like a stroke, or it could have been some sort of, you know, medical condition that contributed. So I don't know the cause of his death. I just know that they're treating it as though he is a number of the four people who died. And so, they're saying one of those people was a cop. There's stories about how the cops were purposefully undermanned because they didn't want the optics to look bad. They didn't want it to look like, you know, some sort of fortress with like tons of police presence. They were worried about that.
Okay, but who mandated that? Was that the
mayor?
Well,
that's a good question. I don't understand. That's who's ultimately in charge of,
right,
of the security.
So that would be somebody in the government who did that. And that's not the people who did it. So it's interesting that, you know, the posturing by politicians, by the Kamalas and the Joes, are bad people. You know, that's not going to help. This is not helpful.
Well, and it was, the worst part was when Kamala was like, you know, this is so drastically different from how we saw police, you know, dealing with peaceful protesters this summer. They were tear gassing them. And, you know, these were peaceful protesters. And I'm like, what freaking planet are you from?
Right.
That you think that what has been happening over the last several months is peaceful. Do you know what? Portland's mayor just got punched in the face yesterday by one of those Antifa idiots. And the Portland mayor, who is as liberal as they come, is now on record, like from a few days ago, saying, you know, I have been trying really hard to do the right thing and to be understanding of their cause. And it turns out Antifa is really violent. And now I'm going to have to super crack down.
Who's David Dorn? Tell his family that, right? Is it David Dorn? Was that his name? Who was the guy that died?
Yeah, but like, did,
like, Didn't he die during like one of the?
But not
the
in
first...
Portland. That was I think.
I'm not talking about Portland. I'm talking about the entire summer. If you wrap up the entire summer of everything that happened, right? You look at the entire summer as a whole. You can't tell me that all of those were they were all peaceful. I mean, you look at
that's why it's so utterly absurd what she said. And, right. But the fact of the remains, too, that it's not over. Like, they continue to do it.
Of course.
And there's going to be, and Kamala's on record from Stephen Colbert's show a few months back saying it's not going to stop, they're not going to stop, and they shouldn't stop. She's the worst of them.
You still drive downtown in Indianapolis, there's still places boarded up.
Yeah.
It's amazing
that how pervasive this opinion is, because, like, there was a guy, Michael McKinney. Michael McKinney sent a message to... the Mock and Rob Facebook page, because he couldn't believe that we could even draw comparisons to what happened over the summer.
Right.
So he's saying
there's a lot of that. Yeah.
Yeah. I can't believe it. So he said trying to compare this to what was happening earlier in the year is disgusting and shows how much you are in bed with a dictator in charge at the White House. If this was a Black Lives Matter protest, there would have been hundreds of arrests, as was the day of the Bible photo op with tear gas and rubber bullets. It's been interesting listening and hearing you making attempts to justify it. 45 encouraged this, and no amount of your BS can change that. And I was like, a woman literally got shot and killed, and there was tear gas everywhere. What in the world? How are people this deluded?
Yeah, I mean, that's the thing. Well, they say that there's no comparison, but I find it interesting because weren't celebrities egging on the protests this summer? Weren't politicians egging on the protests this summer? You had Maxine Waters, you had the Squad, you had Nancy Pelosi, you had Kamala, you had, we could go on and on of all the politicians who were egging it on this summer. Chuck Schumer, I mean, it's countless. I mean, the list goes on and on. So politicians were egging on all of those riots this summer. They were egging them on. Celebrities, too. And they were bailing people out. They were bailing them out. And people died. So what is the difference exactly? What is the difference?
The cause.
What is it?
It's once again the cause. It's the always cause. About if you're okay with the reason someone's violent and destructive, then, you know, that's okay.
And what side of the aisle you're on. That's what this is about.
Why we are not the hypocrites here, because we're against the violence no matter who does it.
No matter what.
We are consistent.
Right.
You know what I mean?
This is the thing. It's absolute, utter insanity. It's like we're living in a freaking insane world.
Yeah.
And then you have AOC, like you tweeted back to her.
Oh my God, I was so mad. So
you
mad.
Guys,
I don't remember what I tweeted. What was it?
I'll get the tweet. Okay, so you guys, last night
I was so mad.
Because I put it on my Facebook page, as I'm like, you got to be freaking kidding me with this broad. She tweeted. I don't have my glasses on. It says she put. Additionally, Congress must pass Representative Corey's resolution to investigate for sanction and expulsion any member of Congress who helped incite this attack on our nation.
Yeah, they're drawing up like papers to literally expel anybody like Ted Cruz, Holly, any of those people who actually stood up for the election integrity. They want to expel and purge them from the world.
Purge them from Congress. This is what she's calling for now. And this other chick, this Corey chick, right? So Mock wrote back, this is precisely the shit that is inciting people, you moron. You're legit trying to purge people who think differently than you do. How do you not see how dangerous you are to the very idea of America? And it's true. It's like we've been talking about this, right? Like listen, we talked about this way before yesterday. They want to purge conservatives. They want to purge anybody who thinks differently than they do. This is the beginning, right? This is the beginning of the purge. You think that this is just a one-time thing where they're just going to, like, try to purge Congress people? Then I have other stuff to sell you. This is the beginning, you guys. They want to purge anybody. They were talking before all this happened about, like, if you had anything to do with Trump, we want you out of here. Like, we want you canceled. We don't want you to have a job. We want to ruin your life. We want to ruin your family's lives. Like,
they've said these things out loud.
Out loud. This is straight up freaking communism is what it is. And when I talked to people yesterday, I mean, I was having fights with people on Facebook yesterday. These are friends of mine that, you know, well, friends of friends. And I mean, I had people that had the audacity to say, oh my God, there's no socialism in this country. Like, you guys overreact on the right. You just overreact. What the hell do you think that is?
Oh, like, my God.
Like, what are you guys smoking on the left? Because that is straight up communism, is what AOC is saying. And then I had some guy say, well, she has no authority. Like, she has no say. She really doesn't have, like, the...
She who? They don't,
AOC.
Oh, okay.
Like, she doesn't really... I mean, she's just a big voice, but you guys give her too much of a voice.
Like, she's like the chair of a committee now. Like, right. Nancy Pelosi is already putting her on, like, chairing super important committees.
Totally. This is the thing. I mean, this one guy was saying yesterday, I mean, she does, she's just a talk, like, she's basically like a talking head. She has no power. She's in freaking Congress, you idiot.
Like, she's, I mean, now, they are the party in power.
Right. And they, and I mean, we're talking three branches of government, and these people have taken over. Like, do you not know how the government works? Like, did you not go to elementary school? Like, I just, it blows me away how people are so complacent about this stuff. Like, they think that we're all just, you know, screaming and being we're overreacting to this stuff. I'm not overreacting. We've been doing this for 12 years and we've seen the slope. And man, we are careening off a cliff. Mach and I have been doing this since 2009. It is exponentially worse than it was in 2009. It is.
Yeah, it is. There's no question. The speed at which things are changing, right, for the worse is like insane.
Exactly.
Insane.
We're not exaggerating. I mean, this is just, it is what it is. These people are now calling for people to be expelled from Congress because they don't believe the same things you believe,
because they stood up constitutionally for election integrity. They literally did nothing unconstitutional.
No.
And yet but they don't do groupthink, and so we got to purge them. I mean, that's how, like, even there's another article about the Association of Flight Attendants, that their union is trying to get any pro-Trump demonstrators banned permanently from flights. I mean, if you don't think the right way, you guys, just get ready. We're gonna, like, I'm waiting for my scarlet letter, right? I'm waiting for my star. I mean, like, this is crazy. Happening and how quickly.
And I even had somebody in my family who I absolutely adore, right? And she was like, "Listen, I mean, Trump is only shut down on Twitter for 12 hours. What's the big deal?
He's banned from Facebook."
Yeah.
Mark Zuckerberg released a huge statement about it.
Right. I mean, and not only that, but do you not, I mean, it's like, what I don't think that this generation understands is that that's a monopoly. They control the narrative. Facebook, they literally control the narrative. Social media controls this generation's narrative. That's what they do. If you don't understand that, then you don't understand a lot.
Well, you need to watch Social Dilemma, right?
Right. You just don't understand a lot, and I worry for this generation, because there's so much that they don't understand, you know, and it's going to be 20 years down the road where I'm going to be looking back on, listen, I mean, we tried to tell you guys, but sorry, I mean, I don't know what to tell you now. Sorry that, you know, you're having to hunt for your food in the zoo, but I, you know, what the hell, we tried to tell you, you know.
I know. And it's easy to, like, when I hear Biden from yesterday and Kamala from yesterday and all this, I mean, it's so easy to just get, like, just full of despair and, like, a complete loss of hope. But I'll tell you what, yesterday, I can't remember what show I saw it on, but somebody was, like, replaying Charles Krauthammer from 2017.
God, I love him.
I know. And so, and what he said was, all of this talk about, this is the most important election of our lifetime. This is the one that's really going to change everything. You know, all of that talk that we hear literally every election. It's damaging because it doesn't ever, it's never the end, right? Like, and there's no way that 75 million of us are just going to be like, all right, bye. We're just not going to care anymore. You know what I mean? We're going to see changes and we're going to react to them. And if anything, the horrible events that took place on the Capitol Wednesday should be signaling to everybody in Congress right now that the people are not just going to take what you're dishing out.
Oh, no,
it's not going to, yeah. We're not sitting down.
Yeah, I'm right there with you. I think yesterday watching what unfolded in Washington, just seeing the people, like I think I mentioned that yesterday in our show, Just seeing the amount of people that were there was a huge wake-up call for me. Because, listen, I see the people that went because they took the time. They took vacation time from their jobs, and they traveled with their kids. You know, they went and they did that. And I had friends, you know, from high school and stuff that went, sent me pictures, and they, you know, I mean, this is the... That was really cool. I thought, wow, there are a lot of people there. People that were not at the Capitol, y'all. People that were enjoying a good time with one another, and they had camaraderie, and they were good people that were not involved at the shit that went down at the Capitol. We're talking about other people that were there. That gives me some hope because, listen, then there are the people like us who didn't go, who still believe that there was something not right with our election. Right? Like, I mean, if you ask a person like us, like the people that are in this broadcast with us, you ask them, did you think that everything was on the up and up with our election? They're going to say, no. And if you ask them, do you think that the next election is going to be fair and just? I bet you that those same people would say, no. And that, you got to, I mean, think about that. That's not cool. I mean,
no.
Especially in America, because years ago they would have told you, yeah, I think everything's fine. I think everything's fair in America. I feel pretty good about the integrity of our elections. People don't feel that way anymore. And so, yeah, you say 75 million, that's a pretty big darn number.
It's huge. And we're not just going away. That's the good news, I guess.
You're right. That's the good news.
So, I mean, I think...
They can't squelch all of us. They can't...
Right.
They can kick us off of social media, which they will do eventually. Mm-hmm. They're going to kick us off of Facebook. I mean, the chicks on the right will be gone. And personally, I don't know what's going to happen. They can kick us out of jobs. They can kick us out of... They can kick people out of Congress. They can try to do that, but you're right. 75 million of us are here. What are you going to do? Kill us? What are you going to do? It's like... Seriously, you can... You can go down that road, but you cannot get rid of us. I mean, we're here, and
that's what gives me optimism.
Right.
I mean, I do feel hopeful about that because we're not just going to be like, all right, well, that's the end, and we're just not going to care anymore. We're going to still care, and people, that matters. You know, all the people that went, just like you said, that who took vacation time, who actually sacrificed something to get there.
Right.
They're not just going to be like, well, I guess we just have to deal with that.
Yeah. And listen, I'm getting, you know, text messages from those especially one person that went, who's like, God, my experience was so different than what you're seeing on TV. And so we're still getting information about what actually went down.
Mm.
And that's another thing is that, you know, a lot of people, I'm not saying that what happened didn't happen. I'm not saying that at all. Not saying that at all. I'm just saying that so much happened beyond what happened at the Capitol. You see what I'm saying?
There and the vast majority of it was so positive.
Right. And you didn't see any of that. And nobody's seeing any of that because the media doesn't want to tell you any of that because the media sucks. The media sucks so hard. There were hundreds of thousands of people there that were good people, you know, that were there, that are good people, amazing people that love their country. And you didn't see any of that. You didn't see any of it, you guys. And that's what really sucks, you know? And we're never going to see any of that. I don't think we ever will unless somebody dares to do some sort of a documentary on those people. So... Yeah. You know, I guess we'll see.
And the elitism continues. Did you hear what Anderson Cooper was saying? Yeah. Oh, my God. When he was talking about, and I don't know if this was yesterday or if it was during, like, all the chaos, but he basically, and I've got the audio of it for today's show, but he basically said, when he was referring to the people who attended the protest, he said, you know, and they're just going to all go back to their Olive Gardens and their Holiday Inns. And I can't remember.
What a pompous jerk.
Right. Yeah. He was referring specifically to people's class. You know what I mean?
Oh, my God. Well, like,
he was so elitist about it.
Well, his mom was Gloria Vanderbilt. So he can go back to his Ritz-Carlton. Right? I mean, that's what he can go back to because he's freaking loaded. And the rest of us have to go back to our Olive Gardens. How dare he?
And our Holiday Inns.
Oh my God.
It was unbelievable. And like, those it was people, the kind those... of thing that you're like, oh my God, he said the quiet part out loud.
Yikes. I mean, wow. And he claims to be for the working class? Wow.
I mean, it was unbelievable. And so I do expect that he will apologize, because I've seen this play out before. He has said stuff in the heat of anger before, where then he's like, oh, shit, I said the quiet part out loud. And then he ends up apologizing. I haven't seen that he's done that yet. I maybe he has, and I just haven't seen it. But I do kind of expect that he will. Because also, you know, like, that the people who work at Olive Garden and who like, own and operate Holiday Inns are like, what the hell's wrong with our place as a business?
Right. And I freaking love a-hole. Pasta fagioli. I love it.
I mean, there's no better breadsticks in the world. Hello?
There's no better soup salad and breadsticks than at Olive Garden. What's wrong with him?
I mean, do not mess, okay?
God.
Do not mess. Yeah. Right? I could not believe it. I could not believe it.
What a tool. Should we mention? What an absolute tool.
Should we mention that Nick Searcy is no longer friends with us?
Well, I mean, it's because of you. He may actually still love me. Nick Searcy, if you're out there, we're still friends on Facebook. You and I can still hang, okay? I loved you in Castaway.
I didn't even check Facebook.
I loved you in Castaway, Nick.
Facebook.
And I also loved you in Friends. I also loved him in Fried Green Tomatoes. He was a member. He beat his wife,
yes.
Remember?
I did. Well, I didn't love that about him. But I didn't love that part.
But he played a really good asshole. You remember?
He was great in it. Right. Yeah, we're still friends on Facebook. Maybe he just doesn't realize that we are. He hasn't blocked me yet.
Well, even he has so many Facebook friends. He's probably like, I don't even know I'm friends with her on Facebook. I know. You should just start writing him on Facebook and be like, hey, what's up?
He'll block me like immediately.
And
it was so dumb. It was really dumb why we're fighting. Yeah. Like really, really dumb.
Everybody was so mad yesterday.
Oh my God. So one of our writers, Kia, she posted like a fantastic video that was actually posted by LifeSite News. Right. And LifeSite News did an interview, like a 7 to 10 minute interview, I think, with a guy by the name of Leo Kelly. Leo Kelly is just your regular, average, run-of-the-mill Trump-supporting guy. Like, go America, Christian guy, right? And he wanted to come clean about his experience at the Capitol because he's one of the Trump supporters who did go in and, you know, take the selfies and, like, go around and ran around and did things. And so he wanted to talk about it. And so she posted that interview with a lot of commentary about how she still has so many questions, we all do, about who actually was responsible for the mayhem and the chaos. And it was a great piece. And what I thought was really important about it was that there are people who are still insisting, and I don't understand this, that there were no Trump supporters responsible for some of the mayhem, which is, I mean, I feel like that's so a denial of reality. Like, it's just a willful denial of the truth. And I don't know why we want to do that. It serves no purpose to me. And so I posted it on Twitter, her article, and my caption said, for all of those folks insisting that this was all Antifa, no. And for those who insist Trump supporters, like all Trump supporters intended to cause mayhem, also no. Because the vast majority, as we said, were there in love and in patriotism, and it was all so positive. That was right. What the most people were there to do. Right. The bad apples ruin it for everybody, which we talked about yesterday. They always do. And so Nick retweeted that, and he said, many people I used to respect are falling all over themselves trying to show the left how fair they are. I was there. I am done with all of you. You are accepting the narrative from the media that you supposedly learned to distrust. The country is over. Enjoy the rest of your life. And I was like, okay, but this is a guy in a video admitting to what happened. And he said, I didn't go in there to make trouble. I was going in there with a bunch of other people, and it was probably the wrong thing to do. We shouldn't have broken in there. We shouldn't have breached the Capitol. But like the heat of the moment caught up with me. We were all there for such a positive reason. We didn't intend for things to go so crazy, but this is what happens, right?
Yeah.
And that's why I wrote back to him. I was like, listen, I'm just trying to keep it real. I don't care if the left thinks I'm fair or not, but we can't pretend yesterday was all Antifa's fault. as I'm hearing way too many people do. And he goes, bullshit, I was there, you're falling for it, goodbye, enjoy your new friends. And I was like, you were everywhere? You were everywhere, all at once. In every part of the building, simultaneously, were you in the live stream with Derek Evans? Are you seriously telling me that only Antifa breached the Capitol? And at that point, he'd already unfriended me or unfollowed me or whatever.
Yeah.
And I'm just like, you can't reason with people who are this determined to believe a lie. We have to own our part in this. And I hate it when conservatives don't do that.
Yeah, and Derek Evans did go in there. I mean, like that, he did go in. I mean, there's video of it. He did go in there.
It's his own video, right? I mean, like it's selfie video.
It's selfie video, and he's like, we're in, you know?
Yeah.
And it's, you know, and it is what it is. Like, he was in the moment. He was all excited to go in there. He felt like an activist, and he was, you know, he has his like Congress self and then his activist self. And so he wanted to go in as an activist. And so he was doing that. And, you know, you think what you want to think about that. But he was one of the people. But he's not Antifa.
No.
So he went in there. But he didn't hurt anybody.
And he didn't want to destroy anything. He was screaming to people, don't do that.
He was screaming at everybody, don't touch anything. Everybody just, we're in here. But everybody be very nice to all the things in here. I mean, he was very good about that. Mm-hmm. But, I mean, he definitely was one of the people in there. So you can't say... You can't say logically that nobody on our side was in there.
Right.
You know?
I mean, so conservatives breached the Capitol. Like, there's no two ways about it. Now, we can argue about the reasons and the cause and all of that stuff, because we got a really amazing voicemail, too, that we're going to play today from a woman who was like, "Listen, this is how America started. Right? Like, what else are we supposed to do? No one is hearing us. No one is doing the right thing. What are we supposed to do?" And I hear that frustration. I mean, I feel it,
right?
I do too.
I feel it so hard. And like we said it a million times yesterday, people don't feel heard. And squelching them further is not going to help. And this crap that Kamala and Joe are doing, not going to help.
It's literally the most counterintuitive reaction ever.
And the stuff that AOC is pulling, hey, let's go ahead and cancel these people, not going to help. It's going to make it 80,000 times worse. These people are not handling this the way it should be handled. All they're doing is discounting the people, the very people that just want to be heard. They are not helping. This is going to get so much worse, you guys, if they don't handle it the right way, and they are not handling it the right way. Trump knows that. So he had a statement last night, right?
And it was a very quick video message that he released. It was obviously written for him. It was perfect. And, you know, he basically said the very first, like right out of the gate, I want to address the heinous attack on the Capitol. I'm like all Americans, I'm outraged by the violence, lawlessness, and mayhem. I deployed the National Guard, blah, blah, blah. People are already saying that's not true, that it was Mike Pence that deployed the National Guard, but whatever. He said stuff about how it's a time to heal. We got to get back to the business of America, and I'm going to be involved in this very smooth transition of power because that's the right thing to do, right? I mean, everything on it was perfectly toned. It was perfect. Everything that he said was perfect. And so, you know, these people that are resigning and making these like sweeping statements, like even Betsy DeVos, I'm like, what the hell are you doing? Betsy DeVos and what McConnell's wife and all these people resigning yesterday saying they have to because their conscience requires it because Trump is such a jerk or he's so awful or he caused all of this. They can all go F themselves. They're literally quitting 2 weeks before their term runs out.
Right.
So all they're doing is hurting the process of a smooth transition, and they can all eat a bag of dicks. All of them. I'm so pissed off about them. All of them.
They're all trying to be like,
oh, look at me. Look at how like virtuous I am.
Right.
I'm
so full of morality. Look at me.
Oh yeah, my God.
All, yeah. Get a spine.
Right?
Yeah.
I was so irritated. Oh, how brave, like, that you're quitting with 2 weeks
to go. You're so brave. Here's your pension, you asshat. God, I swear, these people are just spineless. Yeah, while they, like, roll in their money that we've given them for the past however, like, gajillions of years.
Yeah.
You're never going to worry about retirement, you jerks.
Oh, my God, I was so mad.
Just suck it. Suck all the bowls. I can't.
Every bowl.
Every single bowl. Every one of them. While all of us are going to, like out here wondering how if we're going to have a 401k. It's like, yeah. I cannot with these people. I can't.
I'm like, so mad. Oh, my
you're
God.
You're so virtuous. Ah. Okay, whatever.
And so why? So like, they're hoping what? Some people on the left think highly of that? Who
yeah.
gives a rat's ass
right.
what
they're
people on the
up.
Left think?
Because it's a politics game, right? It's like, oh, the leftists are in charge now. I got to suck up to them. What a bunch
it's
of
vile.
Jerks. They were never conservatives. Those people make me sick. Yeah,
I know.
They just make me sick to my stomach. It's so gross. You said it perfectly, Ma. You said it perfectly. They can,
well, I
with
said
the
things
bowl,
that were inappropriate.
They can have the whole bowl. They can have the whole bowl and not even use a spoon. Just don't
exactly.
even use a spoon. You can't even, like, don't even use your hands.
That's what they can do.
That's how I feel about them.
Can we end on a light and frilly, fluffy note?
Yes, let's please do that.
Do you think, and I'm asking you personally, do you think, because this is the talk of the town.
Yes.
Do you think, if it's true that Kim and Kanye are divorcing, should she get together with Van Jones? Because that's what, her fans are demanding it.
Oh, God.
I think it's absolutely brilliant, like on the part of her fans to suggest it, because she clearly wants to be more. She wants to be seen as an intellectual, right? And she's trying to be a lawyer, blah blah blah. I know, as ridiculous as it seems, but she wants to be seen as that. And I'm not saying
she's
not smart.
You know what she needs to do? If she wants to be seen as an intellectual, she just needs to get some of those fake glasses. Because that's what Alyssa Milano does.
She wears those sometimes.
She just needs to get the fake glasses. And just Alyssa Milano would put her hair up in a bun and be like, I'm so smart, you guys.
But would that not be the most gorgeous couple? I mean.
No, I don't. I don't think so. I don't think that it would be the most gorgeous couple. No.
That would be a hot
couple. I think
couple.
Courtney and him would be the most gorgeous couple.
I don't think she's as pretty.
Court. I cannot. The whole family makes me sick. This entire discussion makes me very uneasy. I just can't. Kim Kardashian. Ugh.
I don't know. Kim and Van, man. I think that could be a thing. And he just got divorced last year.
I feel bad for Kanye because he has bipolar disorder. I genuinely feel bad for him, and he needs somebody to take care of him. And that is the truth. That's how I feel about that. And that's
well,
legit.
He does. But that's a
saying.
Big ask, you know? I mean, that can be a tough thing to take care of.
I feel like somebody needs to love him and take care of him. That's how I feel about that. And that is true. That's how I feel about that. Seriously.
Yeah, I didn't think about who should hook up with him.
It should be somebody that actually wants to help him and take care of him and, like, love him for who he is. I'm just saying that. Putting
it needs
that out
to be
there.
Somebody that's not, like, super famous. You
right.
know what I mean? Somebody that just cares about him
right.
as a
and
person.
And that is so, like, into themselves, like a Kardashian. That needs to be somebody that understands that he needs, you know, that he's Kanye. And he has that. He has bipolar, you know?
Yeah.
I'm just saying.
I know.
We have to bring it in.
Bring it in,
you guys. Bring it in.
I'm extra fuzzy today, too. So
you guys,
can, like,
so
extra
fuzzy.
Feel that
just
hug.
Get in there and get it. You guys, have a great weekend. We'll talk to you on Monday.
Bye. Hi, I'm Sarah Carter, host of the Sarah Carter Podcast. Everywhere you look these days, we're seeing an aggressive effort to destroy what made America great, tearing down our history, attacking our freedoms, and canceling any person who dares to cross the progressive speech police. We cannot stand by and let this happen. It's time for the silent majority to become the unsilent majority. Join me on the Sarah Carter Podcast. Subscribe at Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.